breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Absolutely is right. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. If you're at home, curled up, warm and loving life, or if you're travelling back home, or if you're out and about at late working hours, however you're doing, I hope you're doing very, very well. So, yes, there is an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse right now based on stuff going on in the news. I don't really want to say my own views too much. I think a lot of sort of reasonably minded people probably think quite similarly. But for someone who's got criminal trials standing against them, I find it ridiculous that somebody, that person, could be able to still stand for president. And therefore, that is the debate on Twitter. Should Trump be allowed to run for president again? The Supreme Court cleared him to be on ballot papers at least, because individual states were saying they were going to block him from running in their state, and the Supreme Court has stated that isn't allowed. So he is allowed to run for president again as of right now. Obviously, he still has court cases outstanding that need to be resolved, I would guess. But simply, we're asking in the intense debate on the Twitterverse tonight, should Trump be allowed to run for president again? It's a yes or no answer. It's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. I'll be grateful if you get involved in the poll. Why not give it a repost, a retweet, so more people can see it as well? Should Trump be allowed to run for president again? At the moment, 100% of the voters are saying no. Will that change before I go off the airwaves? You've only got about 45 minutes left to cast your vote. Let's carry on getting upbeat. Thanks to Sue Burton once again. Here's Amy Winehouse.
Well, sometimes since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. the water. And I think about all the things flying. And in my head, I paint a picture. And since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson with Valerie. I've just realised something shocking. All the songs with people's names in. Well, see if you can work out. We started off with Stacey's Mum. We had Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. We had Billie Jean. Come On Eileen. Oh Carol. Eleanor Rigby, Angie, Kathy's Song, Jolene and Valerie. They're all female names. What the heck's going on? Why does nobody ever write a song with a male name in the title? I'm desperately trying to rack my brains now. I can think of one that is coming up later. I've just thought of another one. To redress the balance, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it. Phew! Balance redressed.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey! Hey, Mickey! Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey! Hey, Mickey! Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey! Hey, Mickey! Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
We'll
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this with you for another 46 minutes and 22 seconds. Yes, so keep it here. Lots of stuff still to look forward to. Yes, we've gone past celebrity birthdays. We've gone past ridiculous holidays. We've gone past Scott Fish. We've even talked to you about the intense debate, but that will not be completed. The voting will not finish until around about 10 to midnight. So you've still got 36 minutes to cast your vote. And why not give the poll a retweet or repost as well? I'd be very grateful if you did that and got involved. There have been votes coming in, so thank you to everybody that has got involved so far. And I can tell you with all the votes that have come in, still 100% of voters think that Trump should not be allowed to run for president again. If you feel strongly about this particular issue, then do cast that vote at Bensim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the first thing on the profile when you have a look. Now, we're going to get another track on, and then, as promised, I'm going to take you through some of the more unusual baby names that were given to babies in 2023. It's Unique Names Day. It's also Multiple Personality Day, National Absinthe Day, National Sportsmanship Day, British Pie Week, National Lawnmower Maintenance Week, and National Umbrella Month. Here's another male name. Here's ABBA.
We'll be right back. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was ABBA and Fernando. We're rocking now on the male names in tracks, mainly thanks to Ellie from Beckles, who's gone crazy on social media and found so many brilliant examples. Well done. Thank you for redressing the balance, Ellie. Great stuff. We're going to have one more male track and then we'll get back to the female names in things, because I think there are considerably more of those, although Ellie's trying her best to prove me wrong. But yes, and we will have the result of the intense debate in around about 30 minutes time, and still so many tracks to squeeze in and me to tell you about some of the more unusual baby names that were granted in 2023. Before that though, a track I always love listening to. I haven't heard this for a while. It makes me feel happy to know I'm about to play it. What a hook. Fantastic track. Why am I soft in the middle now? Better ask Paul Simon. You can call me Al.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight, far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out.
Na na na.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al. Didn't say You Can Call Me Paul, did it? So, not quite sure what that was all about, but yes, anyway, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've got 35 and a bit minutes left before I leave you tonight for another week. Remember, if you missed anything from the start of the show, it'll be available, the podcast edition of the show, via the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Click on the schedule, go to a Tuesday evening, find 10 o'clock, you'll see the name, the show that goes like this, that you can click on. It will take you to my personal blog page on Phoenix FM, where you can download all previous editions of the show to your own device and listen to at your leisure. You can stream them as well if you want to. So many ways that you can listen, and it is fabulous of you, the people that bother to do so. Well, with not much time left, yeah, plenty more tracks still to squeeze in that lots of people have suggested, so I'm going to get on with them. And I am going to get to unusual baby names, I promise, but we may have to wait a couple of tracks first so I can squeeze them in and do justice to the people that got in touch on social media, got interactive, got involved. I always appreciate the involvement. And long-time friend of the show and genuine excellent man, James Ludlow, has suggested he would like to hear The Kaisers with an all-time classic. Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby, of course. Right, shall we have a look at some unusual baby names that were handed out in 2023? If you like bubbly chocolate, you'll be happy with this one. Aero. Aero was a name given to one or more babies in 2023. In Greek, it means of the sky. in most UK supermarkets, it means bubbly chocolate. There we go. Alaska was a name given to babies as well. There we go. Ari. That's not so unusual, is it? Ari, A-R-I, a Hebrew name meaning lion. Aspen, was that for people in Colorado? Apparently it means quaking tree. Azure, it's a colour, isn't it? Meaning sky blue. Okay. Bear, inspired by Bear Grylls, maybe. This animal-inspired name means strong and brave. Does it? Does it really? Or does it just mean bear? It means grizzly or panda. Beckett? That's unusual. Yeah, Beckett was a name given to some babies. This is weird. I don't like this. Brinley. Brinley. All one word. B-R-Y-N-L-E-E. Brinley. Apparently it means gift from God. Okay. Now, I guess in America I could occasionally see this case as a name. Case. Could never bring them to court, could you? Caspian, Charlize, Cheyenne. Yeah, they're fruity, but they're not ludicrous. Cyrus. Cyrus. Apparently it's a Persian-derived name, meaning the sun. But if you've seen Con Air, you'll know why you shouldn't name your kid Cyrus. Dahlia? Really? Okay. What else? I'm scrolling through various options. Dixie. Okay. With Latin roots, this name means I have spoken. Well, yeah, but okay. I'm not sure if that's why they were christened Dixie. Elodie, that's pretty. It's like they meant to go for melody and just forgot. But from French, means wealthy and rich. Let's have one more at this point. Let's have Fable. Yeah, babies were called Fable in 2023. Not Aesop, because that would be ridiculous. Okay, let's have another track. Another track suggested by Mr. David Jonathan. Thank you very much for this suggestion. All tracks must have a name in the title, remember, on Unique Names Day. Here are the Beatles. This is Michelle.
I will say the only words I know that you
The Beatles and Michelle, courtesy of David Jonathan. Fantastic. So, more unusual baby names that were genuinely given out. One seems a bit harsh, I've just seen on the list. Genuinely given out in 2023. Forrest. Yeah, I know the actor, Forrest Whitaker. I don't mean I know him, I know of the actor, Forrest Whitaker. The name Forrest is good. This would be a bit unusual these days. Fritz. This German name means peaceful ruler. Does it? Okay. Galaxy. Now that seems good when you know about space travel, but it's also heavily related to Samsung these days. Was it a Korean that named their kid Galaxy? This is what seems harsh to me. Gavin. What? Gavin's not such a ludicrously unusual name, is it? But it's number 40 on this list. Genesis. Yes. Means beginning. You don't say. Yeah, that would be a weird name for a baby. Well, it is a weird name for a baby. Again, there's some another harsh one. Graham. Well, that's not that unusual, is it? Graham. Maybe for a baby these days, I suppose. But oh, dear. Okay, Greenlee. That's bizarre. Green and then L-E-I-G-H on the end. Yeah, definitely bizarre. Harlow. People in Essex wouldn't call their baby Harlow, would they? Surely. Harmony? Halen. Apparently, it's a Scottish name meaning fire. Halen. Okay. Henley. You'd be good at regattas if you're called Henley, although it actually means high meadow. Irwin. Apparently means sea lover. Okay. Janica. Maybe that's a silent J and it's a Janica. It means God is gracious, apparently. So there we go. Okay, I'm going to stop coming up with names. We may have one more session of names, but I want to get a few more tracks on the airwaves for you. So to that end, thanks to Pete Tyler down in the west of England. Let's have a little bit of Focus and Sylvia.
Phoenix FM.
Focus and Sylvia, quite a few tracks still to squeeze in. We've got to reveal the result of the intense debate. Still 100% of votes going one way at Ben Sim Radio. If you want to change all that on Twitter. And yes, then I have got to sum up the entire show as well before I leave you. So quite a lot still to go on. And really, are we going to get five tracks in? Is that possible? And a final visit to some crazy baby names? Yes, let's just do it. Here's a track I wanted to hear, so I'm playing it for my own indulgence. I like it. It's Barry Manilow. It's Mandy.
Face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
About 5 or 6 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Should Trump be allowed to stand for president again? Simple yes or no vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote once you visit that profile. Give it a repost last few minutes if you want more people to join in with the poll. Okay, we've still got four tracks potentially to squeeze into the show. I think it's possible. Final visit to Baby Names. We'll do one more track now because, let's be honest, it's my name. Thank you, though, to Anthony Bygrave for suggesting it. MJ, once again.
We both found what we were looking for.
Phoenix FM.
Got to keep them coming or I might run out of time. Once again, thanks to James Ludlow, here's classic Clapton.
See if you can spot this one.
Recorded live.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Eric Clapton and Layla. Thanks to James Ludlow once again for suggesting that. Let's go over to baby names. These were given to babies in 2023. Jinx. My cat's called Jinx. Means spell. Originates from Latin. Justine, is that bizarre French name meaning righteous? I don't know. Keegan has Irish origins and means fiery. Kellen, with a K, German and Irish origins, means bright-headed. Kinsley, it means proud. Conrad, also with a K, bold advisor. This would be a weird name for a kid. Knox, K-N-O-X. Scottish surname that means from the hills. Yeah, let's do a couple more. Leighton, from the town by the meadow in Old English, Leighton. And with Superman Legacy due to come out at some point in the future, Lex. A Greek name that means man's defender. My dad wanted to give me a unique name. He wanted to call me Jeep. Unique for a human, not unique for a big car. But yeah, that is absolutely true. I think my mum wanted to call me Malachi. My dad wanted to call me Jeep. I'm glad they didn't amalgamate them. I could have had some weird name like Meep or Jalaweep or something. So fortunately they settled on Ben. I'm very glad they did. Okay, penultimate track. The hotly contested intense debate is over. I'll give you the results just before I leave you tonight. But in the meantime, penultimate track suggested by Paul Saunders. Classic Everly Brothers. Great choice. Everly Brothers and Wake Up Little Susie. And if I can do everybody justice in the very short amount of time that I've got left, thank you so much to everybody that suggested tracks for tonight's show. Alan Wilkinson, Paul Milton, Naomi Bushell, Siobhan Roxburgh, Pete Tyler, Anthony Bygraves, Kevin Devane, Sue Burton, Paul Saunders, John Hutchinson, Horace Hopman, Andrew Gardner, Fraser Hines, Maria from the Isle of Wight, Stuart Lachland, who else? That's everybody, I think. Ron Wilmot. So thank you so much, everyone. Fabulous suggestions as ever. It's almost time for me to leave you. It's been another rip-roaring show. 100% of voters said Donald Trump should not be allowed to stand for president again. There we go. The people have spoken. News coming up at midnight. Then it's Destination Dawn right through to 7 a.m, at which point Mikey will be back with his breakfast show from 7 in the morning. Mike Porter is in here on Phoenix FM. It's been brilliant being with you. Thank you so much to everyone who's listened live. Remember, you can catch up via the podcast show on the Phoenix FM website from tomorrow morning. I will see you again very soon. I'll be back at 10 p.m. next week. Take care, leg ends. To play us out, we need a superb track with a name in the title. It's the Euros coming up this summer. You'll probably hear it again. Here's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.